Good afternoon, all around Australia. This is Gwenda with Australia Free Independent Press Network. This is a rather auspicious day, shall we say, for Western Australia. No, it's not really. It's not auspicious. It is a day worth noting. And what's important about today is that a person who is called Honourable Premier of WA. Hi everyone, thanks for coming in. Got some interesting updates for you today and things that we really need to be looking at. We really need for people to know. I know that a lot of you on here, you know, we're talking to our own wonderful aware people, people who haven't been dumbed down, who haven't been, I don't know, brain numbed, you know, beyond recovery. People that have really just got their shit together, basically. Oops, might get in trouble for that. Thanks for the loves and love back to you too. The thing is that we, those of us who are not numbed down, dumbed down, who have come to realize, because apparently there are people suddenly realizing that, you know, these things that have been going on are a bit questionable, but then there are those of us who have known from the start. So for those who have just joining that awareness, well, good on you, and it's great that you have. Today, 12:01 a.m. apparently, that person that holds that title of the Honourable Premier of WA has released, shall we say, everyone from the constrictions, restrictions, mandates, you know, all of those things to do with the state of emergency in WA. And apparently WA is the last state to do that. But that's not technically correct. Anyway, the important thing is that we have a letter that he released to someone who wanted clarity on this. And he states in that letter that as of 12:01 a.m. Friday the 4th of November 2022, directions issued under the Emergency Act 2005, the Public Health Act of 2016, including COVID-19 vax directions, will fall away. This means, he puts in his letter, no mandatory vax. You know, I can't say the whole word, you know, you've got that sense of thing going on. Mandatory vax requirements in WA from on that time. And on a lower paragraph, he stated, though healthcare facilities and businesses may implement their own health and safety policies. Now, a lot of you know that different businesses have already done that. They did that before when this state of emergency, for whatever emergency. Oh yes, Sue, I know that. I know that, and I know exactly what woke is too. So a lot of businesses took it upon themselves because the government gave them that authority, right? And they can only have that authority because the people allow them to. Now, before I get off on that tangent, not only has he done that, but at 1 a.m. in the morning, because this seems to be his favourite time for signing off on things that are unlawful, unconstitutional. Yes, I'm going to say that word, constitution. And for everyone that wants to jump up and down and say we don't have an Australian constitution, well, you really need to go and do your homework. Because if you signed a referendum in 1976 stating that you wanted Australia, you wanted your life to be dictated to under the Australia Act, then fine, you no longer have an Australian constitution. I didn't sign that referendum. My family didn't sign that referendum. All the people I stand with on this side of the fence, we didn't sign that referendum. So the Australia Act is not applicable to us, no matter what they want to tell us. The thing is that on the at 1 a.m. in the morning last week, Wednesday, I think it was, that same person, that honourable person, removed the rights for there to be minor political parties. He has put a requirement, if you like, you know, it's his favourite word, a requirement for there to be in excess of 500 paid members for there to be another political party, which means another option for you. For you who do not want to vote the typical two, you know, two parties with their little backup friends. So you have Labour with the Greens and the Libs with the Nationals, you know, the same old way that it's been forever and a day, with these minor parties coming in and also independents. Now, I'm not going to lecture on voting and, you know, that stuff, but it's so much more important now to have some savvy on what's going on. So when it comes to independents, you really need to look into them. So many of them stepped out of their major party, being Labour, Liberal, Nationals, Greens, to fake being independents. And as soon as they were in, ah la la, they were back on their bandwagon of the party that they were really representing. So independents are questionable, and you need to question them. Now, this honourable person has given authority, handed authority to employers to be able to force a medical requirement on their employees. He's also, this week, announced another of his little tricky doings, that there is a substantial fine of hundreds and hundreds of dollars for any West Australian caught drinking or eating food. So drinking water, drinking a juice, drinking coffee, and eating water, that you are now going to be fined hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Now, I'm well aware that they have their little spies in all of what we do and we say, but I'm going to say this, that if you're a diabetic, if you have heart conditions, which, you know, happen to be a little bit prevalent these days, if you have some other sort of health conditions, even down to some health, mental health conditions, it can be imperative that you have access to water at any time, which means that you could be driving quite a distance, or you could be in the, you could be on the freeway and stuck in traffic, and you need that water. They have no lawful right, no legal right to stop you from being able to access water. So, as Heather Hollins is saying, we have the Commonwealth Constitution law. Yes, we do. Darn hard to fight, but we have it. And that's what I was saying. And Kelly Jones, remember, you can only be a paid member of one party. Yeah, that's, thanks, Kelly. That's not what I'm raising the information about. It is the fact of what they are doing and taking away one of the civil rights. So, Mylinda, he's just introduced that. He's just released that this week. And I hope that people absolutely swamp his office and tell him to jack it. You know, it's just ridiculous. Removal of choice. So what I want to bring to you is the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Now, before anyone jumps up and down and says, well, that's the UN, well, it might have the UN stamp on it, but it was brought in long before the UN decided to stick their bib into it, and to this day, it still stands. So that person that likes to have that title of, what's he called, Honourable something, Premier, is breaching international law, international covenant of civil and political rights. Now, do yourselves a favour and go and download the PDF for those rights. These are your inalienable rights and cannot be intruded upon. Now, I don't know it off by heart, so I am going to read some of it for you. It's the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family in the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the ideal of human beings enjoying civil and political freedom from fear. Realizing the individual having duties to other individuals and to community to which he belongs is under a responsibility to strive for promotion and observance of the rights recognized in the covenant. So here's the good fun bit. Number one, article, all peoples have the right of self-determination. By that right, they freely determine political status and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. Therefore, when he is saying that you must have 500 paid members of a party to be considered a party, remembering that he has got under clauses to still strike that party out, he is breaching the covenant on civil and political rights. Now, if you were to have this document, if you were to go and print it off and have it with you, you can jack it up them any time, because Australia is a signatory to those international rights. And as soon as someone wants to be a naysayer about it, just walk away. You know, it is time for people to start to be active, to be more proactive in what they understand of their rights and what they understand of what that person is doing. I cannot refer to him as honourable. There is nothing honourable about him or any of them in Australia. Now, this goes on, the Civil Liberties Covenant of Civil Liberties and Rights, that in a public emergency, should the leading place, the leading leaders, have the need in a public emergency to derogate, they must place measures that derogate from their responsibilities that do not bring harm in any way or conflict with the rights of the human beings in society. Article 7, no one shall be subjected to torture or to cruel, inhumane or degrading treatment or punishment. In particular, no one shall be subjected without his free consent to medical or scientific experiment. Now, this is written in the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights. So, I can't appeal to everyone enough to become familiar with that document, make your stand, tell them they're wrong, and send them packing. While at the same time, as it states, holding your place of responsibility by being responsible to yourself, but also to your community. And how did we do that before when people were unwell? We stayed home. And that's all it takes now. It's exactly the same. You are responsible for your own well-being and health, and you take the measures to look after that, and you are also responsible for people around you. What's most important in this is that Article 7. In particular, no one shall be subjected without his free consent to any medical or scientific experiment. So, today is supposed to mark a really important day, and people are meant to applaud him because he has withdrawn all facets, including the Health Act, the Public Health Act of 2016. Now, that sounds great to some people. It's a lie, because 2 weeks ago now, he implemented a different legislation. And the legislation that he, just reading some of your comments. he implemented a different legislation giving police and any appointed public servant the right to arrest you on suspicion of maybe being sick. Now, which is worse? That Emergency Act that he had in place for the last few years, which every premier in Australia did because they signed up with WHO, the World Health Organization and the United Nations, you still have the right to override that. And I think this is a point people don't realize. Yes, that's right, Heather. But people don't realize this, Heather, and this is why I'm here today. So whilst it looks like he has removed that other fictitious garbage, go you, Kelly. Yes, I'm going to do the same thing. Whilst he's withdrawn that, he has introduced a worse legislation. They can now come into your home, kick their way into your home, remove you without any evidence, but we all know about evidence, don't we? Remove you with any without evidence, arrest you, take you to an unknown destination. I'm pretty sure we can all figure what that destination would be. With no access to anything. So we're back to that international covenant of civil and political liberties. You need to understand that covenant. You really do. So, yeah, Andrew, same thing. And the same thing applies across the board. It's just that I'm West Australian, so I'm just bringing this news out today so that everyone can understand that while he is making it look like he's done, you know, yet another good thing for the people of Western Australia, he has not. He's lied again. So he is bringing out, or has already bought out, yeah, Gary, it is, bought out all these things. Yes, Craig, that's right. That's right. Absolutely. See, I know that I'm talking to my own kind of people, but we have to still share this stuff. We have to get this out to other people who are sitting on the fence, who are umming and erring, who are like, oh, it's not that bad now, because people have slipped into their complacency and they all think that it's over, and it's not over. It's far from over. So we've still got to keep pushing the barrel. They are still pushing it. So in one instance, he's whacking about taking that away, and yet he's got his little propaganda teams still spewing out numbers. Lies, of course, but numbers about, you know, the number of cases. So which is it, McGowan? Which is it? Are we done or are we not? People, we are the power. We have the power. Let's start making that power be as it's meant to be, which is we stand in our rights and we tell them what to do. They are our servants. We are not theirs, and we are certainly not their slaves. So it is time to really know your stuff. It is time to know what they are doing or trying to do. It is time to be aware that whilst he's, you know, removed this thing and put this other into place, they've been door knocking in Perth. Now, I know I've got people on here from Victoria and Queensland, but they've been door knocking in Perth and forcing the jab on people and making sure, we're just making sure you're up to date with your boosters, and we've got one right here for you. That's an absolute no. That's an absolute violation of human rights, civil liberties. So if you've got people that you know that are sitting on the fence and they're not sure, or they've become very complacent, we're the ones that need to stand up. We're the ones that need to start telling them. Pull your head in and get stuff known and start acting with it. Not humming and haring. This is not the time to be complacent. This is exactly what they want. So it's really important that... Tracy, love it. It's really important that we continue. Oh, yes, Kelly Jones, I did see that bit more garbage coming out of there. Now, here's an interesting, it's, you can carry the documents, but you need to know the stuff so that you can spill it off, you know, so you can really say it and stand in strength and stand in your in your truth and in the power when you say it. That's the important thing. Yes, that is correct, Brenda. That is correct. Brenda, Kasharan, yes, it is. Sadly. And it's probably not the only place, so we're probably not the only ones in the world. I had an Uber driver yesterday who was from China, and his accent was very, very strong. In fact, I thought he might have only just arrived, but he hasn't. He's been here a long time. And I asked him, I said, do you still have family in China? Oh, yes, he says. And I said, are they okay? Oh, he laughed his head off. And I said, what's funny? And he laughed, and he said, oh, very good, miss. Very good. Very happy. My people are very happy. And then he went on to say, all the people in China are very happy. They have much money. Their government has much money, and he's looking after them. And his key words were, the government controls them. And that made him laugh. That's where he laughed the most. And so I asked him, I said, was it really bad? Was it really bad for your family, you know, 2 years ago, 2020, 21? And he laughed again. And he said, no, this was trick of government. That's coming straight from a man, a Chinese man, who's still got loads of family and all his, you know, friends in China. Go figure. So, yeah, Ashley, it is. And I actually have just had some contact from a client letting me know, asking me what can be done for her grandmother, who suddenly had a blood pressure of 280, suffered a brain bleed, and now has been given no chance of life. And we all know what that's about. But of course, you know, it's just that she's an age. Yeah, sure. She was a fit, healthy woman until she had a few little pricks in the arm. So, yeah, Kerry, it has, and it's worked a treat with those who are numb-brained, you know, dumbed down, and it's just appalling. But those of us who are not, and those of us who are stepping up, those of us who see through the lies, it's now a time for us to not be complacent. It is most important now for us to really come together and be the power, because the one thing they're really hoping for is that all of us who have made the noise, all of us who have seen it and, you know, everything else, fall by the by. They think that we will just be complacent. It's just not the time to be. So for those of you in Western Australia, please go and find out if you're not aware of the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights, which Australia is a signatory to. Please go and download it, print it off, learn the parts that are most important. And also remember to read words carefully. They do have some paragraphs that look like they contradict, and that's very typical. But you have rights. Know them. Yeah, Brendan. Yep. Absolutely agree with you, Brendan Boots Phillips. Absolutely agree. To achieve that, we've still got to bring that unity in. We've still got to be able to hold our communities together, our people that are aware. And we do also have a responsibility to assist people who are uncertain, even people who have been adversely affected and who now have gone, oh dear, it wasn't such a good choice. What do I do? We still need to be there to be able to help those people and to help those who are fence sitting. So while I totally agree, and that is the way that we go, we can't turn a blind eye and go, well, we're just going over here, and I'm sure you didn't mean turn a blind eye. But International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights, the ICCP, is, but when you search it, International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights. Now, it is interesting because some things that were there when I very first visited that back in 2019 are now changed, but that's because the UN got hold of it. Don't trust anything out of the UN as in their spiel. You know, when you have a look at the UN, they are linked with WHO, they are linked with Gavi, and Gavi is Gates and you know, that foundation. There's some really interesting write-up on their site, on the Gavi site, and they state on there their allegiance and alliance with the World Bank. The World Bank's project that was announced in 2019 was to begin March 2020 and end March 2025, and it's called COVID-19. And it's a 67-page document on the World Bank, all about their project, and it was all there to be seen. There was nothing hidden. They had everything written there about what that project was going to involve, how they were going to implement it. And as part of that, they also talk about their allegiance with Gavi, G-A-V-I, which is the Gates Foundation, under a different name, I wonder why. And on their page, they actually talk about how important vaxxers are for the future of children. But what they discovered, and this is what they have written on their site, what they discovered was that the poorer countries of the world couldn't afford the vaxxers. So they struck an arrangement with their affiliate partner, the World Bank, and they came to an agreement that they would provide a lesser vaxxer. Did you get that? A lesser vaxxer. Now, why would you do that? If you are creating a supposed health benefit in the form of one of them, STAB, that is for a particular disease, condition, why would you water it down while you're dealing with lesser rich countries, poorer countries? Why would you do that? But it's written on their site. So they said on their site that they have come to this arrangement with the World Bank, that the World Bank will fund those countries on the premise that there will be an ongoing, never-finishing supply of children to be vaxxed. That is what is written on their disgusting site. That's okay, Katharina. Thank you very much for the consideration. So, you know, these things to find and to understand are really, really important, to really see what's going on. As a nurse, it absolutely appalls me that they would consider making a lesser vax. I'm not in favour. I'm not an anti either. I'm an alternative practitioner with a proven track record. So, Brenda, yeah, absolutely. Soy is something that Western people just should not have. It's an absolute destroyer of the gut and immune system for Western people. Sorry to the vegans. So to say that they're going to have a lesser vax for the poor people, on the premise and promise that there is a never-ending stream of children from those countries. Why would you do that? Absolutely shocking. So that's it for me today, everyone. Thank you for joining me. Please do try and share. I know in some instances it will be blocked, it'll be censored, but you might be able to share through Messenger. It's another way to get things out there, isn't it? And we also go across to Rumble, so this will be on Rumble as well. And you might be able to share from there too, which would be fantastic. So properties is a guarantee. Yep, so if you don't sell all the darts, they will take possession. Yeah, there's so much in it, isn't there? But you really need to look into your rights and, as I said, not become complacent. This is the time, most of all, that we need to be standing together. Thank you, Bob's Jackson Straker. Nice to see you. We need to pull together and to be able to be building these, away from the chess game board. We can't do it unless we pull together. So thanks everyone for being here and for the shares, and I'll see you for an update soon. Take good care of yourselves.